This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
They're making trillions of dollars off your sickness and disease and suffering, and it's all because that's the model in Washington. It's about who pays for sickness and disease, not about figuring out how to make the population healthy.
The Health Ranger Report.
You want to figure out how to make the population healthy, you ask a guy like me to come in and design a system. And believe me, I would put drug companies out of business.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This podcast is especially directed at women. And I think you'll agree with me, if you're a woman listening to this, that your body is your domain. Your body belongs to you. It's your property, in essence. And that no means no, right? That no one has the right to violate your body, no one has the right to impregnate you against your will, or to invade you, or even, dare I say, penetrate your body against your will. No one has that right, because your body is your property, and you're born that way. You're born with your body belonging to you. So no means no. But now when it comes to vaccines, the government says that no means yes. The government says that your body isn't your body anymore. And they are now arguing for more vaccine mandates that say that, from their point of view, it's in your best interest that they invade your body with something that is so toxic and so dangerous that they had to grant the entire vaccine industry absolute legal immunity so that they could not be sued in the court system. It's a product that's so dangerous and causes so much mental incapacitation and autism and maiming and seizures and hospitalizations and comas. It's so dangerous that they literally had to exempt the entire industry from lawsuits stemming from product damage, you know, faulty products, liability, and so on. And yet, they demand that they, the government, have the right to force you to be invaded, to be penetrated by this product, which is injected subcutaneously, which means it goes into your tissues and into your blood. It's literally a kind of medical rape. It's a form of violence against you because of the ingredients that are found in vaccines, which, as I've exhaustively documented at naturalnews.com, those ingredients admitted by the CDC, literally posted on the CDC website, include mercury, aluminum, monosodium glutamate, MSG, formaldehyde, and even aborted human fetal tissue cells, African green monkey kidney cells, live viruses. They're actually injecting you with disease in some cases, in some vaccines. They're not fully attenuated. Some of them are live viruses. So think about how evil this arrangement is. You know, throughout much of human history, women have fought for basic human rights. You talk about the women's suffrage movement. You talk about equal voting rights. You talk about the role of women in society. You know, for most of human history, women have been subjugated to a lesser form of person. And this is even true in Western culture. You look at Western Europe, you know, all the way through up to and including, you know, the mid-19th century, basically. Women were treated as subclass citizens. And during that time, women were considered property by many men and by governments. They were considered subclass citizens. I mean, ridiculously, women were even considered by some men to be of lower intelligence. Women were banned from attending universities and colleges, from even going into certain areas, certain academic areas of study that men believed should be reserved exclusively for men. You know, doctor being one of them, by the way. For a long time, women could not go to medical school, could not even be considered doctors, couldn't even attempt to study to become doctors. And what I find interesting, or actually kind of abhorrent if you think about it, is that even to this day, a woman's body is still not recognized as her own on this issue of medical interventions. So a woman today who is expectant, she's carrying a child, she is now being forced to be vaccinated with vaccines that contain mercury that damage the developing brains of the young baby, the fetus, if you will, inside the woman's body. This is another form of the government claiming that it owns your body, if you're listening to this as a woman. Now, how insane is that? What a violation of fundamental human rights and human dignity that has really become. And by the way, this podcast is brought to you by the Truth About Vaccines Summit. And go to the website naturalnewssummits.com. That's plural, naturalnewssummits.com. You'll find a link to it. You'll also find a special download where I've given a 45-minute scientific lecture on how to protect yourself from the toxic ingredients in vaccines if you are forced to be vaccinated. It's called Save Your Brain. And I've got the latest scientific research on how to literally protect your brain from aluminum, mercury, MSG, and other ingredients found in vaccines. So find that at naturalnewssummits.com. It's a free lecture. It's rooted in solid science, and I quote some of the latest scientific research in that lecture. But getting back to the point here, think about the insanity of this situation. We live in a society now that has, for the most part, recognized the equality of women in terms of human rights and human dignity and the right to vote and the right to access and education and so on. That's, you know, largely due to the efforts of women who fought for that often throughout the 19th century to get to the point where we are today, many over 100 years later. So this has been a long time struggle, and yet this area of medical interventions has still not been conquered. The state still thinks it owns your body. If you think about it, your skin should be a boundary. Inside your skin, all that should belong to you. Outside your skin, that might not belong to you because it's not part of your body. This should be an obvious, natural idea. Everything, including your skin and everything inside your skin, is you. And no one has any right to mess with that stuff, whatever that is. You know, no one has a right to just come along and yank a kidney out of you, for example, because someone needs a kidney transplant, right? We should all agree with that. No one has a right to just take your blood. Right? Your blood belongs to you. No one has a right to force you to give a blood sample or a saliva sample for that matter. No one even has a right to steal your hair or to chop off a foot or any of these other things. Your body belongs to you. It's a fundamental concept of basic human freedom. And yet our government, especially the government of California, does not recognize that right, which means that government is the enemy of you. Government believes it owns you, which means that you are a slave to that government. If you are living in a society where a government says that it can invade and penetrate your body and contaminate your body at gunpoint with anything that it wants to inject into you by claiming that it's in your best interests, then you are not free. You are a slave to the medical tyranny of the system that is willing to destroy lives and harm you and invade you and contaminate you at will, because that serves the interests of the vaccine industry. That's the system under which you actually live. Whether you're a woman or a man, you think you're free. You're not free. You are a slave to the medical system. And consider the justification. They say it's all because it's in your best interest. And who determines your best interest? The government, of course. Because the government knows what's best for you, right? That's the philosophy that we're all being taught. It's ridiculous. The government has your best interests in mind? Or is the government really mostly a corrupt criminal organization of legislative prostitutes who are run by the lobbyists of the pharmaceutical industry? That's more accurate. Vaccinating you is in their best interest, the interest of the vaccine companies, not in your best interest. You, as a human being, should have the right to say no to any intervention that violates your body, your skin, your personal beingness. You know what I mean? No one has the right to rape you, to inject you, to organ harvest from you without your consent. It is a fundamental principle of basic human liberty, and it is one that this government, both at the state level and at the federal level, refuses to recognize. And that's why government, as it exists today, is so evil, so dangerous, such a violation of women's bodies, a violation of human rights, a violation of parental rights, and this is why it must be radically reformed to respect these basic rights. And by the way, reform may not even be necessary because a collapse is coming. The government that you think you know today, you think it's going to go on for another 100 years? Nope. It's actually going to go on for just a few more years before it collapses. And when it does collapse, the medical system will collapse with it. And when we rebuild the next society, I hope you will join me in demanding a pro-choice stance on all medical interventions. If we're going to be pro-choice, we better damn well be pro-choice on the penetration, contamination, and invasion of women's bodies with government-mandated, toxic, harmful ingredients for which the vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity. If we don't have the right to say no to that, then we don't own our bodies at all. Follow more news about vaccines at vaccines.news. And be sure to check out the Truth About Vaccines Summit at naturalnewssummit.com. Share this audio everywhere. Protect your dignity, women. Demand the government respect your right to say no. And share this with everyone. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.